Harper Audio presents The Kid Stays in the Picture by Robert Evans, with an introduction to the new edition, read by the author.
This is Peter Bart. I run the show business newspaper called Variety. My fifth grade teacher used to admonish his students that by the time we all reached adulthood, we would have forfeited three-quarters of ourselves in order to be like other people. From the moment I met Robert Evans, I realized that he was one person who had not played the forfeiture game. He played by his own rules and lived according to his own scenarios. His unwillingness to bend or forfeit a piece of himself cost him dearly at various times in his life, but it also lent him uniqueness. For better or worse, Evans was and still is an original. It made him famous. It made him infamous. Many say they know him. Few do. I'm one of them. Robert Evans' appointment as production chief of Paramount Pictures in 1967 was regarded by most of Hollywood's power players as utterly hallucinatory. Here was an actor who had never produced a picture, much less run a studio, being awarded sweeping responsibilities over one of Hollywood's most fabled movie factories. It was bizarre. But it was also fascinating. These were the 60s, after all, and hallucinations were in vogue. The studio Evans was taking over was hardly a studio, rather a sleeping giant, one that had been in Hollywood's cellar for a decade. His appointment was accompanied by the promise that Gulf and Western, which had recently acquired Paramount, would pump hundreds of millions of dollars into an expanded production program. This meant jobs for actors, writers, and technicians. Good news for Hollywood, even if it was Bob Evans doing the hiring.